Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 NFL draft recap for the Carolina Panthers and who all they drafted and what I think of them in my final grade. So if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe to Real Life each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football and our podcast available anywhere with the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it, you can find our show over 900 episodes and counting over there, and over 1,000 plus on Facebook and YouTube. So please go over there, leave us a review, and check out the channel and all we got to offer. So let's get into it. Carolina Panthers 2022 draft class. Only a handful of selections here, but I feel the Panthers did a solid job. Up first, round one, pick number 6 overall. They go with Ikem Ekwonu, the talented offensive tackle from NC State, representing the Wolfpack. There's a lot of routes they could have went with this. They ultimately went with the tackle to protect Sam Darnold, their starting quarterback. But he might not be the starter for much longer because in round number 3, pick 94 overall, they went with Matt Corral, the young man out of Ole Miss. We all know what he's been doing, his tremendous career, his SEC-led career. So you have Ekwonu, your tackle of the future, and you have Corral, your quarterback of the future, because Sam Darnold, not the best year last year. He's got a lot to prove in 2022. Well, he will be the starter, presumably, unless something just goes horribly wrong. But you have Corral there, a late-round pick, only one quarterback taken in the first round of this past draft. And Corral slipped all the way to the third. The Panthers, instead of maybe trading for their quarterback, decided to go with the longer developmental route and getting Matt Corral overall. Not too bad selections here early on. Round 4, pick 120 overall. They go Penn State linebacker Brandon Smith. Smith was a talented linebacker in college for Penn State. 6'3", 250, good size, and leverage working at his position. He seems like a really good player, tough player, able to blitz when needed to, has a good mean streak, and is going to be one of the big hitters in college football and now going into the NFL. He's got a good resume, has a lot of big highlights you can check out on YouTube. And overall, I'm liking this Panthers draft class. They got Smith. He's very athletic. And I think that even though he is a little bit of a project piece, I think that it could really turn into something quite well for Panthers fans. They go defensive lineman Amari Barno up next from Virginia Tech. Round 6, pick 189 overall. Barno, a solid prospect. Once again, we talked about him here on the show. Good pick in the 6th round, I feel. Experience, strong, super quick, super fast. And people are saying one of the twitchiest players in terms of his explosiveness in the entire 2022 draft. Solid speed, 4.36, 40-yard dash, has amazing speed that kills. Also, his traits to be a really good contributor on the edge are immense. He can really get it done, I think. And as a 6th-round pick, he's got a lot to prove. He knows that, you know, he's probably not one to get picked round 6, but that means he can just work hard and be a solid selection for the Panthers as a steal. Round 6 overall, pick 189. Also in round 6, they're going to go with one of the best offensive linemen in the SEC for a long time, Cade Mays from Tennessee. Now, Mays was a staple in the SEC for many, many years. I like Cade Mays. We've talked about him on the show before. You know, being at Tennessee, we know about him. He played over 2,000 career snaps in his four-year career. Is a big man, 6'5", 311 pounds, only allowed five pressures over 272 pass blocking attempts last season. That is super solid. Overall, Mays, a good bouncer, someone who's going to get you out the way with his hands, throw you to the ground, solid torque, good power, and he is going to finish through the whistle. He ain't going to stop. He is going to keep on rolling through. And also someone who can also develop, someone who has experience in college, but now going into the NFL, how can he resume his dominance that he had at Tennessee? And once again, a good pick overall for round number six. Then we go with the last selection, round seven, pick 242 overall out of Baylor, Kalen Barnes, the cornerback. Now, Barnes was the final selection for the Panthers here. Someone who they're going to have is a projection piece, someone who has a great speed, 4.23 40 with a solid 40-inch vertical jump and 11-foot-1 broad jump. Amazing, amazing tools to develop. And while he has the athleticism, it hasn't contributed to on-the-field success quite yet. But the Panthers are hoping that with this round seven selection that they can do just that and make his athletic ability become on-the-field results and looking solid. I don't expect to see much of Barnes on the field this season being a seventh-round selection, but he does have good pedigree. He's very fast, very speedy, and keep developing him, and we will see where he can go, where he can end up, and how he can do in his future as now an NFL cornerback. So overall, I've had to grade this draft class for the Carolina Panthers. All of these selections here, the Ekwonus, the Corrals, the Smiths, Barnos, Mays, and Barnes, I will go with an A. I really enjoyed this draft class. I feel that the Panthers knocked out the park. They did a really good job with all of these selections here. And while the Panthers are that middle-of-the-road type of team, they're not looking like they're going to be Super Bowl contenders, but they're also not looking like they're going to be picking top 10 again, perhaps. It's got a lot of questions with Coach Matt Rhule, with Sam Darnold, with Christian McCaffrey, and with the rest of the team over there in Carolina with the Panthers. So I would go with a really good grade here. I like this selection, these selections here for the Panthers. Now the real question is, how is it going to translate to on-the-field success? It remains to be seen. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So please drop a comment. What were your thoughts on this Panthers draft class? What is your draft grade for these teams, for these selections? Let us know. We would love to comment with you back on Facebook or on YouTube. Once again, check us out over there. Also, check out our podcast. Available on anywhere you listen to podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Anywhere that you can think of, that I can think of, we are over there thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Over 900 episodes and counting, and amazing draft specials, history profiles, legend interviews, just anything and everything football related. And I don't just say that as something nice, something witty to say. I say it because I mean it. We have a million, it feels like, topics we've covered. Players, teams, coaches, scouts. I mean, it's a smorgasbord of football content and that we bring to you each and every single week here on 100's Football. I've been your host, talking about the Carolina Panthers. I've been your host, Logan Lewis. Have a great day, everyone.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.